We're speaking with Ben Damoreaux, who's the executive director of Michigan Works in Kalamazoo, Calhoun Branch, and St. Joseph counties. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Absolutely.
Ben, your agency helps people find jobs, and a lot of people, of course, have lost their jobs either permanently or temporarily because of the pandemic. What's it been like down there at your office the last few days?
Yeah, so the state we are doing appointments. We don't have the service centers open necessarily. We are open. We have staff in there, but it's only by appointment. So if individuals need to talk to a staff member, they could call us at 1-877-256-8294.
And if they call, what kind of service can they get?
So right now we are seeing increases in different sectors. So individuals are looking to, Amazon announced that they're hiring thousands of workers to handle deliveries. Meijer is hiring stocking and warehouse members. Similar, Aldi is as well. FedEx is hiring for more transportation specialists. So there are different fields right now that are seeing increases in hiring. And also in the healthcare field, we see several healthcare agencies looking for home health aides.
Are you receiving a lot of inquiries by people from people who are looking for work during this time?
Primarily at this point, we've been trying to assist individuals with filing their unemployment. Typically, individuals need to register at a Michigan Works office when they file for unemployment. But the governor's executive order on Monday eliminated that requirement. So individuals do not need to come into a Michigan Works office to register for unemployment.
Yeah, how do they do it now then?
So they can go on michigan.gov/UIA or by calling 1-866-500-0017.
Do you anticipate getting a lot of people taking up these employers like Meijer and FedEx and Amazon that are looking for work?
Yeah, we're hopeful. We're actually, right now, we're planning on doing a virtual job fair. We don't have the technology completely figured out at this point, but it's been done in the past. So we're looking at unique, innovative ways that we can bring employers and job seekers together.
So this would be sort of like an online way for people looking for work and employers to communicate?
Exactly. In real time.
Do you have any idea when that might be ready?
Yeah, so we have a meeting scheduled on Monday to hopefully finalize the technological aspects and potentially sometime later next week, but we can provide updates on that as we move forward.
Anything that we haven't covered yet that you think is important to talk about?
Yes, definitely. So for employers who are thinking about making layoffs, I would definitely like to emphasize that there are alternative measures out there right now based on the governor's executive order. There's a work share program at the Unemployment Insurance Agency where individuals don't necessarily need to terminate their employees. And this assists with keeping them connected to that employer. So UIA will make up the difference if their staff are working limited hours. And that, again, can be found on the state website, michigan.gov/UIA.
Are there any other alternatives to encourage employers not to let their workers go?
You know, at this point, I've been seeing, obviously, with the small business loans that are coming out, hopefully that can provide a influx to the smaller employers in our area. So it does seem that relief is on the way with some type of package at the federal level. And I guess at the statewide level as well, just yesterday, the governor announced that Michigan businesses will be able to apply for to the SBA, the Small Business Administration, for loans as well.
Okay, we've been speaking with Ben Damoreaux, who is the executive director of Michigan Works in the four-county area that includes Kalamazoo and Battle Creek and Three Rivers. Ben, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Yep, thank you.